Lesson 144, Ether Chapter 2, Introduction. After departing from the Tower of Babel, Jared and his brother and their families and friends were led by the Lord through the wilderness. The Lord instructed the brother of Jared to build 8 barges to carry his people over the sea to a land of promise. As the brother of Jared and his people obeyed the Lord in faith, the Lord gave them the guidance and direction necessary to be successful in their journey. Suggestions for teaching. Note: creating interest and focus. Plan activities that will create interest and help learners focus their attention on the scriptures in the lesson. These activities are most effective when they are brief and when they lead learners to focus on the main principles of the lesson. Ether Chapter 2, verses 1 through 15. The Jaredites begin their journey toward the Promised Land. Before class, hide something representing a treasure in the room where you meet. Prepare a series of 3 or 4 clues that guide students to the treasure. You will give the first clue to the students. That clue will lead to the next one, which will lead to the next one, and so on until the students find the treasure. After they have found the treasure, ask, "What would have happened if you had ignored the first clue?" They would not have found the second clue. Invite students to review Ether 1, 41 through 42 silently, looking for the Lord's first set of instructions to guide the Jaredites to the Promised Land. Invite students to report what they find. To help students see how the Jaredites responded to these instructions, invite a student to read Ether 2, 1 through 3 aloud. How did the Jaredites respond to the Lord's first set of instructions? Invite a student to read Ether 2, 4 through 6 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Jaredites received after they followed the first set of instructions. What did the Jaredites receive after they followed the Lord's first set of instructions? The Lord gave them additional instructions through the brother of Jared. What principle can we learn from this account about how to receive guidance from the Lord? Students may use different words, but their answers should reflect the following principle. As we act in faith on direction the Lord has given us, we can receive further guidance from Him. You may want to suggest that students write this principle in their scriptures next to Ether chapter 2, verse 6. Why do you think we sometimes need to respond to a spiritual prompting before we can receive additional revelation? To help students better understand this principle, invite them to think of an impression or prompting they have received recently from the Lord. Then invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles about how we often receive revelation. Quote, "It will come a piece at a time, in packets, so that you will grow in capacity. As each piece is followed in faith, you will be led to other portions until you have the whole answer. That pattern requires you to exercise faith in our Father's capacity to respond. While sometimes it's very hard, it results in significant personal growth." End quote. From Richard G. Scott, Using the Supernal Gift of Prayer, Ensign Orleona, May 2007. Invite students to answer the following question in their class notebooks or study journals. You may want to write it on the board or read it slowly so students can write it down. When have you followed a spiritual prompting and then received further direction from God? After sufficient time, consider inviting a few students to share what they wrote with the class. You might also consider sharing an experience of your own. Summarize Ether 2, 8 through 12 by explaining that the Lord told the brother of Jared that when the Jaredites arrived in the Promised Land, they would need to, quote, "serve Him, the true and only God," end quote, see verse 8, if they were to become the great nation He had promised they could become. If they did not serve Him, they would be swept off the land. Moroni said this was an everlasting decree, see verse 10, meaning that it would apply to all who would live in that land. Invite students to read Ether 2, 13 through 15 silently, looking for what the Jaredites did when they reached the seashore. What did the Jaredites do? They pitched their tents and stayed at the seashore for 4 years. Why did the Lord chasten the brother of Jared? How do you think the Lord's chastening could be a blessing to the brother of Jared and his people as they continued their journey toward the Promised Land. Ether chapter 2, verses 16 through 25. Also Ether 3, verses 1 through 6, and chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. The Jaredites build barges to cross the ocean to the Promised Land. Ask students to think of a challenge they might have or an important decision they might need to make now or in the future. For example, they might think about a difficult family situation, challenges in school, deciding whom to marry, or choosing a profession to pursue. Invite them to ponder how the Lord might give them direction or help. As they study the rest of Ether 2, encourage them to look for principles that will help them receive the Lord's help in making good decisions. Invite a student to read Ether 2, 16 through 17 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord told the Jaredites to do to progress toward the Promised Land. When the student has finished reading, ask if someone would like to come to the board and quickly draw what they think the Jaredites' barges may have looked like. Copy the following chart on the board. Provide the chart as a handout or ask students to copy it in their class notebooks or study journals. Please refer to the handout in the manual. It is titled Crossing the Ocean, Problems and Solutions. At the top of the left-hand column is written the scripture Ether 2, verses 18 through 19. At the top of the second column is written Ether 2, verses 20 through 25, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, and chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. Below them in four columns are written Problem with the Barges, Solution, What the Lord Did, What the Brother of Jared Did. Invite students to search Ether 2, 18 through 19 on their own to find the three problems that the brother of Jared noticed in the barges. What problems did the brother of Jared notice? Following students' responses write, no air, no steering, and no light in the three boxes on the left-hand side of the chart under Problem with the Barges. Encourage students to do the same on their copies of the chart. After students have identified the problems, divide students into pairs and invite them to study together Ether chapter 2, verses 20 through 25, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, and chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. Note, the passages in Ether 3 and 6 will be covered in greater detail in lessons 145 and 147. Give them time to complete the rest of the chart. When students have had enough time to complete the chart, invite a few students to come to the board and fill out the chart with the answers they found. Then ask the following questions. Based on the solution to the concern about air, how does the Lord sometimes help us solve our problems or answer our questions? Sometimes the Lord tells us how to solve a problem and expects us to follow His instructions. Based on the solution to the concern about steering, how does the Lord sometimes help us solve our problems or answer our questions? Sometimes the Lord takes care of the solution Himself. Based on the solution to the concern about light, how does the Lord sometimes help us solve our problems or answer our questions? Sometimes the Lord requires us to come up with a solution and ask for His approval and help in carrying it out. Write the following principle on the board and invite students to consider writing it in their scriptures next to Ether 2, 20 through 25. As we call upon the Lord and do our part to solve our problems, we can receive the Lord's help. Remind students of the important decisions they thought about earlier in the lesson. Then ask them to ponder the following questions. What do you think the Lord might expect you to do in making this decision? What might the Lord do to help you? Share your testimony that when we faithfully call upon the Lord and do our part to solve our problems, He will direct us and help us according to His wisdom and power. Give students a few minutes to write about how they will apply what they have learned today. You might consider inviting them to respond to the following question in their class notebooks or study journals. How can you demonstrate trust in the Lord as you think about this decision? Commentary and background information. Ether chapter 2, verses 14 through 15. The Lord's chastening as an expression of love. Referring to Ether 2, 14 through 15, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles marveled at the brother of Jared's strength of character and God's loving forgiveness. Quote, "It is difficult to imagine what a three-hour rebuke from the Lord might be like, but the brother of Jared endured it. With immediate repentance and prayer, this prophet again sought guidance for the journey they had been assigned and those who were to pursue it. God accepted his repentance and lovingly gave further direction for their crucial mission." End quote. From Jeffrey R. Holland, Christ and the New Covenant, The Messianic Message of the Book of Mormon, page 15. Through the prophet Joseph Smith, the Lord taught, quote, "Whom I love, I also chasten, that their sins may be forgiven. For with the chastisement I prepare a way for their deliverance in all things out of temptation, and I have loved you." End quote. From Doctrine and Covenants, section 95, verse 1. Ether chapter 2, verses 22 and 23. Prayer must be combined with effort. Many people have said that we should pray as if everything depends on the Lord and work as if everything depends on us. President Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles said that he often heard President Gordon B. Hinckley say, quote, "I don't know how to get anything done except getting on my knees and pleading for help, and then getting on my feet and going to work." End quote. From Russell M. Nelson, Spiritual Capacity, Ensign, November 1997. Supplemental Teaching Ideas. Ether 2, verses 8 through 12. "Whatsoever nation shall possess the land of promise shall serve God, or they shall be swept off." Write "promised land" on the board. Ask students what they think makes a place a promised land. They might respond that a promised land is a place that God prepares for a group of people. God makes promises to the people who journey to that land and eventually live there. Help students understand that while this is true, Moroni explained that God sets certain conditions in order for the people to receive the benefits of his promises. Copy the following chart on the board, but do not include the answers in the second row. Ask students to search Ether 2, 8 through 12, to find the information to write in each box. Please refer to the chart in the manual. At the top of the left-hand column is written God's Promises to the Jaredites. At the top of the second column is written God's Expectations of the Jaredites. After students have completed the chart, ask, "What consequences did Moroni say would come to the people who would not live up to God's expectations for them?" You may need to explain that the phrase "swept off" means to be destroyed. Explain that later in the Book of Mormon, we see that the Jaredites and Nephites were swept off of the Promised Land because they did not serve the Lord. As President Ezra Taft Benson taught, these promises and warnings are also true for the people who currently live in North and South America. Quote, "This consecrated land has been placed under the everlasting decree of God. That decree is recorded in the Sacred Book of Mormon, A New Witness for Christ, in these words, 'For behold, this is a land which is choice above all other lands. Wherefore, he that doth possess it shall serve God or shall be swept off, for it is the everlasting decree of God.' Behold, this is a choice land, and whatsoever nation shall possess it shall be free from bondage and from captivity and from all other nations under heaven, if they will but serve the God of the land, who is Jesus Christ." The eventual destiny of America has also been revealed to God's prophets. To Joseph Smith, the Lord revealed that the whole of America is Zion itself, from north to south. Further, the Lord decreed this land to be the place of the New Jerusalem, which should come down out of heaven, the holy sanctuary of the Lord. To serve God's eternal purposes and to prepare this land for Zion, God established the constitution of this land by the hands of wise men whom he raised up and redeemed the land by the shedding of blood. Too many Americans have lost sight of the truth that God is the source of freedom, the lawgiver, and that personal righteousness is the most important essential to preserving our freedom. End quote. From Ezra Taft Benson, A Witness and a Warning, and signed November 1979. In what ways might the promises and warnings in Ether 2, 8 through 12 apply in our lives? As students respond to this question, help them identify the following principle. If we repent and serve the Lord, we will be free from the bondage of iniquity. To help students better understand how this truth applies to them, read the following statement by Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "The fate of the Jaredites and Nephites, as recorded in Scripture, is a testimony to all the world. If we don't have the Word of God, or don't cling to and heed the Word of God, we will wander off in strange paths and be lost as individuals, as families, and as nations." End quote. From Robert D. Hales, Holy Scriptures, The Power of God Unto Our Salvation, Ensign or Liahona, November 2006. Give students time to write about what they can do to live according to this principle and how they might encourage family members and friends to do the same. Ether chapter 2 verses 14 and 15. Improving our prayers. The following teaching suggestions can help students identify and understand principles from Ether 2 verses 14 and 15. What lessons can we learn from Ether 2 verses 14 and 15? Students may identify different truths, including the following. The Lord wants us to call upon Him regularly in prayer. The Lord is not pleased when we fail to call upon Him in prayer. The Spirit will not strive with us if we are sinful. Ask students to think about their own personal prayers as you read aloud the following statement by Elder Donald L. Staley of the 70. Quote, "Daily fervent prayers, seeking forgiveness and special help and direction, are essential to our lives and the nourishment of our testimonies. When we become hurried, repetitive, casual, or forgetful in our prayers, we tend to lose the closeness of the Spirit, which is so essential in the continual direction we need to successfully manage the challenges of our everyday lives." End quote. From Donald L. Staley, Securing Our Testimonies, Ensign or Liahona, November 2004. Write the following questions on the board before class. Or you may want to prepare them on a handout or read them slowly so students can write them down. Give students 2 or 3 minutes to write brief responses to these questions in notebooks or scripture study journals. How do you feel about the frequency of your personal prayers? How do you feel about the sincerity of your personal prayers? In your personal prayers, do you feel that you truly communicate with Heavenly Father? Why or why not? What is one way in which you will seek to improve your personal prayers this week?